it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
No, no, Jimmy, you cannot take credit for that. No, you have to go. That was Dave. Please go. Please go. That was Dave's idea. No, no, you can't work with Dave. No,
don't tear us apart.
Yeah, don't
tear. He mentioned the artists I want to work with list. I'm right under Sade,
yeah, right.
I'm fairly certain.
Sade, Dave Harrigan.
Yes, it's there.
Yeah, with the overrated list. I mean, can you prove us wrong, Taylor? Can you prove us wrong that we're incorrect that on Jimmy Jam's list is one Sade, two after hearing the overrated song, it's now Dave Harrigan?
The song was underrated.
Yes, there we go. There we go.
It has been.
And I don't need any more text. Oh, it's not that good. You're right. It is. You're correct. It's tremendous. All right, Taylor, you're first with overrated, underrated, properly rated. I like it. You've got a list. You're prepared. Unlike the normal person who comes in and goes, I don't know. I'm just going
to. I don't know how to play this game.
I don't know how to play the game. You know, it's not that complicated.
I feel like you always catch me on days where I have a lot to say.
Good.
Where I'm on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, overrated. J.J. McCarthy.
Whoa.
No touchdowns.
Wow.
Three turnovers. The fumble during the quarterback sneak attempt.
Yeah.
This was our offensive player of the week last week.
Yeah.
I think we jumped the gun on
okay.
that.
Do you want him cut? I mean, what are you saying?
I just think he shouldn't have been put in this position if he wasn't ready for it.
Oh. Well, now, at some point, he has to play to get the experience, right?
Well, O'Connell's saying, you know, we're going to work with this and it's going to be a different team next week. So I guess we'll have to see what that looks like.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, she's... whoa. How about this? Matthew Collar. I mean, moments ago, as Taylor's offering up her criticism, J.J. McCarthy, Matthew Collar, our guy, J.J. McCarthy has an ankle sprain and will be out this week. Welcome to Minnesota, yeah. Carson Wentz. I hope you're happy, Taylor.
Way to go, Taylor.
I mean, honestly.
I'm just learning this now.
Did you wish the ankle injury upon him? How about that?
Maybe he had the ankle injury last night.
Yeah, maybe the offensive line and an ankle injury, too. All of them. Everyone had multiple ankle injuries when they couldn't protect him. So, yeah, this is legit. Not kidding. Word out at Winter Park that J.J. McCarthy, ankle injury, out for a week. Now, Dave, people are going to say, Injury prone.
Yeah.
Can't trust him.
If he's already out for this week, if they're saying it on Monday that he's not going to play Sunday, I think after this week, then they go across the pond for 2 weeks, right?
How long are you saying he's out?
Well, I'm just saying if it's confirmed already 6 days in advance, are we looking at maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks? We don't know yet.
You know who's not hurt?
Max Brosmer.
Aaron Rodgers, too.
That's right.
Sam Darnold, is he hurt?
I don't think he's hurt.
How about Christian Ponder, whatever
not
he
hurt.
Might be?
No, he's very healthy.
The pastor not? Is he hurt?
I think he's still good.
All right, Taylor, what injury are you going to wish upon your next person in overrated, underrated, properly rated?
I am wishing no injuries on anyone. I want to make that clear. Okay, so properly rated, I would say we knew this before this week, and we especially know it now. Posting political opinions online immediately in the heat of the moment, I think that's properly rated. Nobody thinks that's a good idea. And I'm going to delete Facebook because that's all that is my feed now.
It seems to me, and you back this up, Taylor, through work, I have a Facebook page, Chad Hartman Show. I will maybe once a year post something there. I'll say, hey, I'm on Instagram. Or, hey, whatever. We got to figure out a way. We were posting shows. We were going to go back to do that. But more people I talk to seem to think there's even more filth and erroneous information on Facebook almost as much as any site out there. As someone who consumes multiple sites, are you with me on that?
Yeah, and I think we've known that, and now we know it more than ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not calling for people to not have opinions, because that's what I do here, and I want you to have passionate opinions. I think the hatred doesn't have to be pouring out of your body every time, and also occasionally bumping into some facts might be a nice idea. What's your last one?
Good take. Underrated, the Emmys. I am a big Gilmore Girls fan, and they had a reunion last night, and my favorite shows, Severance and The Studio, had big wins, and I'm just not hearing a lot about it today, and that was part of my night because I switched from the Vikings to the Emmys because it was a better moment for me to watch the Emmys and not the Vikings.
I started clicking. I watched almost all of it. And actually, in about 45, we're going to get to this. The best piece of entertainment you consumed the last year. Could be a TV show. Could be a movie. Could be music. It could be the overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Should be, you mean.
I mean, opener. The Studio, I had to give up. Seth Rogen, I could only take him in doses. I like the other characters. Where do you stand on Seth Harrigan?
Seth Rogen? Yeah. Fine. I guess in doses is about right.
I think doses.
He's pretty much the same guy in every role, right?
Yeah. And he's pretty much just being Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he is. As the head
of the studio, right?
I think he's likable. And I enjoyed the show, but not as much as I enjoyed Severance.
Severance, yes.
That they deserve all the accolades. Tramell Tillman, amazing performance.
And he won.
Deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's pause here. You can chime in, too, with overrated, underrated, properly rated. Chime in right now. Send a text. 651-461-9226. Dave just sent me a story. The price of insurance for our homes, the condo, the cabin, they're not going down. We all know that. In fact, some people believe it's slowing down the incentive significantly for certain individuals who are newer to the home game to buy a house. I hope that's not happening. I'm not saying if you go to teamscholl.com, oh, it's just going to be free. No, Amber Scholl, my friend, and who runs the local office here with American Family. I'm telling you, though, they will give you a comprehensive review of where you're at. Maybe you're with somebody else with American Family, and they're going to try to better that. Maybe you're with one of the myriad of competitors, and when you go to teamscholl.com, that's S-C-H-O-L-L.com, and you reach out to them, either Amber herself or a member of her team, all friendly, all thorough, all know everything they need to know about insurance, they're going to either assure you that you have the best deal possible or say, guess what? Come to us. We've had great feedback from this audience reaching out. It's worth your time. I've been working with this office, for 35 years. Amber with the office the last 15, running it the last 3-4 years. Reach out today, teamscholl.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. We had a fabulous conversation with our friend Jimmy Jam Harris. All the podcasts available to you everywhere you get your podcasts, Odyssey, Apple, Spotify. Would greatly appreciate it if you would sign up for the podcast. All right, Dave, what do you have, sir?
I'm going to start by saying, well, in fact, the guy that was just in here, Dan Cook, along with anybody else who live tweets play-by-play of sporting events, is overrated.
He just helped us.
Whether it's the Vikings game, Aaron Jones just ran off tackle for 2 yards on first and 10, or as Dan, doing his best Teddy Atlas on Saturday Night Live.
We prefer Ferdy Pacheco.
That's fair. Ferdy, you're right. You're right. Should be Ferdy Pacheco.
I mean, Dan has just shared the collar info.
Yeah, that's right.
Then came in and talked to us. As soon as he leaves the room, you start backstabbing him.
I'm backstabbing him. I called him.
You are on the radio, so that's a minor point.
Am I wrong here? I mean, we're just going to mix segments.
Okay.
No, if I want to watch the thing, specifically a Vikings game, which is, you know, very, very findable on NBC, I'll watch it. I'm not going to stay on X, on Twitter, on whatever your social media
for three hours watching your updates. Can you offer commentary about the game?
You can offer commentary, but I don't need the play-by-play.
Yeah.
Some people who didn't catch the stream want to know what's going on.
Yeah, okay. They're just going to read every single thing in their mind's eye, know what happened in the game.
Would you like Dan to be fired? Would that make you happier?
I think that would be a start.
Yeah. A start.
Yeah.
Not enough. Not enough. Stoned? Publicly stoned.
Not quite yet. But if he does it again, we can have that conversation. Just get off the social media. Enjoy the thing. You don't need to live tweet it. It's getting a little
ridiculous. I got to say who the text is from, and here it is. Dave is more than happy to say all this when I'm in the room. I just left too soon. Yeah, that's true.
Come on back. Defend yourself. I know you can't.
Yeah.
Another group who can't defend themselves, downtown drivers.
Oh.
Getting ridiculous. Yeah. I know you have your own story. You can tell it in a minute. I nearly saw a woman get killed today.
Yeah.
On her bike crossing, and she screamed like I've never heard a scream in a very long time as a driver was going to just plow into her taking a left turn, and boy, he missed by inches.
Yeah, last time you heard a woman scream like that was when Lindsay saw you coming out of the shower, you know.
Squeals of delight, I think you mean?
She was horrified. This is what my life is. Yeah, I'm just in the crosswalk last week joining Dumber, and this guy comes into the crosswalk going, I bet 30, totally didn't see me because the other cars were waiting in the crosswalk. If I would have been a second and a half ahead, he would have knocked me down at 30 miles an hour. Doesn't even wave, acknowledge, I'm sorry, just kept going.
No. Right turn on red seems to be the worst.
Yeah.
Cars get there, they look left, look for their gap in the vehicle, and they don't even look to the right to see who might be there. It makes me mad. Last overrated, that we've hit the dark time of the year now. That it's dark until about 7 a.m. It's
too
dark
soon.
At 8 p.m.
It's just
a depressing time of year. It's over. We're done.
Legos. Where do you stand on Legos, Taylor?
I love Legos. I collect them.
Wow. Didn't realize it. When, as a parent of three kids who are obsessed with Legos, they drove me nuts. However, I got to say, underrated the commitment to come up with a Lego replica of U.S. Bank Stadium. Did you see it?
I did not see
it. It's tremendous. Hasn't had human contact for 3 years, but it looks very good. The folks who keep calling me from the Tax Resolution Center wanting me to call back and just leave my credit card, enough. The IRS doesn't just call your cell phone. I know this is a shocker.
Well, this is a Tax Resolution Center. This is not the IRS.
They're resolving things. Get out of here, Tax Resolution Center. They call over and over and over again. Could you just give me your credit card and I'll just say, here's my credit card. Bill whatever you want.
And you didn't block the number?
I just want to. No, it comes in like 17 different numbers.
Oh, God.
Maybe I just need to keep blocking.
Just give them the card. They won't call again.
Yes. Ken Rosenthal is a fine former baseball writer. Now, what is he? The dugout guy. I don't think he writes anymore, does he?
He probably dabbles
a little bit. Maybe he does.
He tweets. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he tweets for sure. So Brewers are playing, I don't know who. And they're having the celebrations, classic, you know, get the Gatorade all over.
Post-game interview guys.
The player. And Ken sees it, starts backing away. Again, it's to hit the player with the Gatorade, the bath. And he starts backpedaling. Runs into the Brewers photographer.
He's kind of kneeling down trying to get the shot, right?
And looks at him with a look, I hope you die. Is that a fair assessment of the look?
No.
Yeah. You're protecting Ken Rosenthal, because I shared this story with you off air, and you said, no big deal, he's short. So in other words, according to Dave Harrigan, short people can give the menacing look. Now, he's apologized today, kind of.
I'm saying it probably hurt Ken, because the guy squatting down is, when he's squatting, about as tall as Ken. So he may have taken the camera
another cheap shot
to the back
height.
Of the head. That doesn't feel good.
It's not the guy's fault that he was doing his job.
It's his fault he was in the way.
So how far away do we have to stand in case the Gatorade bath comes back and Kenny's backpedaling like he's MJ?
You got to zoom on that thing. Use it.
Oh, my God. Seriously. I didn't realize the disdain Dave Harrigan had for short people. What is your line for your disdain? 5'6", 5'5", 5'7"?
I'm 5'10", so I'd say 5'9 and below. I've got a real issue with you.
Taylor, are you buying that he's 5'10"?
Yeah, I'm 5'5". He's taller than me.
Yeah, he's 5'6". Let's pause.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.